USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Today is Patriot Day. 22 years ago, the terrorist attacks on America took place. Kilauea, one of the most active volcanoes in the world, began erupting yesterday after a two-month pause. The volcano is in a national park on the Big Island. The Hawaii Volcano Observatory said the eruption was observed in the afternoon at the summit of Kilauea. The observatory reported gases released by the eruption will cause volcanic smog downwind from Kilauea. The alert level was raised to warning status, and the aviation color code went to red as scientists evaluate what's up. South Korean media is reporting a North Korean train, presumably carrying North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, has departed for Russia for a possible meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Citing unidentified South Korean government sources, the newspaper reported that the train likely departed the North Korean capital of Pyongyang Sunday and that Kim-Putin meeting was possible as early as tomorrow. Hurricane Lee is back up to a Category 3 storm and is expected to intensify slowly as it spins west-northwest in the tropical Atlantic. The powerful hurricane is forecast to stay well north of the Leeward Islands, Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. It will gradually strengthen today, according to the National Hurricane Center. The forecast center also said yesterday it remains too soon to know where it will hit land, if at all. Where the storm turns northward sometime in the middle of this week will be a crucial factor in determining where it will go. A newly found comet is roaring through our cosmic neighborhood for the first time in more than 400 years. The comet, roughly one-half mile in diameter, will sweep safely past Earth tomorrow, passing within 78 million miles. You'll want to look toward the northeastern horizon about 90 minutes before sunrise near the constellation Leo. USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Some controversial comments came about from a Virginia state legislative candidate.
The Democratic candidate in a hotly contested Virginia state legislature race said white people, regardless of qualifications, can get well-paying jobs, while black people often require a higher degree to be considered for similar roles.
A Caucasian can be mediocre and still get a $100,000 job. We got to have a doctorate degree, a PhD. To get let in those doors.
Nadarius Clark, a political activist and former Virginia House of Delegates member seeking re-election, made the remarks during an episode of his former podcast, PolitiTalk. He also emphasized the need for a shift in societal norms. I'm John Schaefer.
Turns out the pontiff grew up with Rocky Balboa.
Sylvester Stallone visited the Vatican on Friday, where he discovered, to his surprise, that Pope Francis is a huge fan of his films and even gave Sly a little boxing jab.
Siamo cresciuti con I vostri film.
We grew up with your films.
Ready? We box.
The veteran actor was introduced along with his wife, daughters, and brother to the pontiff in a meeting shared on social media by Vatican News. I'm Corey Myers.
The president will not be attending today's 9/11 somber ceremony in New York City today. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.